an outlet for the curfew of your body, soul, and mind. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight we started with part one of our series on what happened on New Year's Eve and the panic that it caused. And so we're going to do that again tonight with part two. And I was going to wrap it up tonight, but I didn't get the tape that I need. And I had promised that that will be in the delivered by UPS tomorrow without fail. And so tomorrow we will bring you the dramatic conclusion to what this is all leading up to. Believe it. It's just absolutely incredible. I know most of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but it will all become clear. I also want you all to know that I have nothing personal against Alex Jones or anybody else, period. What I have a problem with is people who stretch the truth, people who lie, people who go off the deep end, people who panic on the air because of what somebody said when they just called in without checking, without any kind of validation or research whatsoever. I have a big, big problem with that. I have a big problem with people who just yank fax machine and read them on the air, their truth, without ever checking them out. I have a problem with somebody in an emergency that exists and leading maybe into a situation where the government would be justified because of the panic that such a could be a responsibility. I have spent 8 years, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting truth, documenting, sourcing, letting you know what that documentation and what those sources are so that you could go out and duplicate my research and make up your own mind whether it was true or not. I have consistently asked you not to believe what I tell you or what anybody else tells you, unless you can prove it in your own research. But most people will not do that. They will not do that. They're looking for someone to validate what they already believe, and when they find somebody who's doing that, they latch on to them like a piece of gold. And they won't let go, because they're telling them what they want to hear, and they get the adrenaline rush. It's like riding a roller coaster. They get off, they've been scared to death, they've gone down these steep hills and stuff, and their stomach's all butterflied, and guess what they do? They go get another ticket and get right back on. For a lot of people, this is entertainment. But it's dangerous entertainment. Very dangerous entertainment. As you're going to see from this little series we're doing. When you listen to anybody on the air, bear in mind several things. Number one, you don't know that person. No matter how long you've been listening to them on the radio, you don't know them. People are different at their job than they are in their private life. Number two, they may have an agenda of which you are not aware. Number three, they may be a dupe, passing on information that's fed to them. That's called a cutout in the intelligence world. And it happens all the time. They may not have your best interest at heart. They may be stirring up hysteria and panic for a purpose. Now, if you're just one of these mindless robots that are looking for a personality to latch onto, listening for somebody that's going to tell you what you want to hear. If you're into self-fulfilling prophecy, then this is not the broadcast for you to be listening to. Okay? Also, if anybody thinks that I'm doing this little series here to hurt anybody else, you're wrong. If anybody thinks that I'm doing it because I'm jealous of anybody else, you're wrong. How could I be jealous of anybody else? I've received the greatest compliment that a radio broadcaster could ever broadcast in the Patriot field. The president has named me the most dangerous radio host in America. Not Rush Limbaugh, not Bo Gritz, not Alex Jones, not Michael Trudeau, not Sweet Liberty, Not any of them. William Cooper. I started Patriot Broadcasting. There was not one single Patriot radio broadcast on the air. I started it. Everybody who's doing it now started out copying what I was doing. Every single one of them listened to the hour of the time to get their material to broadcast. Every single one of them went to our website, and I can prove that with the statistics. It registered, and I've saved them over the years. It registered every single visitor to our website. And you can go back and get the old tapes of our broadcasts and tapes of the broadcasts of other people, and you'll see that that's verified. I have absolutely nothing to be jealous of. I have one of the largest audiences in the entire world for what I do. Our webpage has more hits than any other person doing what I do. In fact, we just rolled over 11 million hits on our webpage. 11 million hits on our webpage, and we're getting anywhere from 14,000 all the way up to 45,000 hits each and every single day. Okay? Nobody knew what was going on in this country until I told them. Nobody ever heard of the Illuminati until I told them. Nobody understood what Ordo Ab Kahlo meant until I told them. Nobody ever understood the mystery religion. Nobody ever knew who was subverting this country until I did the research and did my series on Mystery Babylon. These are facts. There's no one out there that I am jealous of. I'm interested in only one thing, and you all better understand this. Just like I said in the beginning of my book, I believe first in God. Second, in Jesus as my own personal Savior. But I don't go to any church. I don't believe all these dogmas of all these different churches. I believe only what Jesus tells me in the words that are written that He spoke in the Bible, in the New Testament. I believe that He was God incarnate in the flesh. I believe that when He spoke, He obliterated everything that went before except for that which He fulfilled, and that His words are the law. If you want proof of that, God gave us 10 commandments. When Jesus was here, He gave us 2. He said one was the most greatest commandment, and the other was like unto it. The first is that you should love your God with all your soul and all your mind. And the second is you should love thy neighbor as thyself. You don't believe me? Go read it. Number 3, I believe in the Constitution for the United States of America because it's the only and the first document that ever set anyone that lives on this planet that wasn't some kind of a king free. The only one. And without it, we will not be free. And then, last but not least, the family unit, because I believe that is the building block of any society. But without God, there would have not been any Jesus. Without Jesus and God, there could not have been a Constitution. Without a Constitution, we would never have been free. You see, the Founding Fathers recognized, first, there is a God. Without God, we could not have unalienable creator-endowed rights. So you have to put first things first and second things second and everything else behind that. I'm not concerned about whether anyone likes me. I don't care what you may think about me. I do things in order of their importance. Number one, God. Number two, Jesus. Number three, the Constitution, freedom. Four, my family. Number five, everybody else comes after that. And I mean everybody else. Don't mean if you don't like this broadcast, if you don't want to hear the bothers of you and you want to go yank something out of a fact checking, then get the hell off my frequency and do it right now. Because I don't care if one person or 500 are listening. The only thing I care about is the truth. That's it. So if you have any other agenda, don't. That pretty much says it in a nutshell. And tomorrow night, you're going to hear a pretty good message also. Delivered in fear by Alex Jones.
Other European countries, they're finding large amounts of explosives in France. Vladimir Putin, who is known as Vladimir the Ruthless, and using all his profanity on national TV, you name it, we won't read the profanity here, but we've got it. This person is on an unbelievable power trip and resembles a demon. He is a creature of the IMF and the World Bank and international communism. He is a former KGB head. And this information is vital, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing the New World Order really come out in full force. More wars than have been in the last 50 years are going on right now. The war in Chechnya is raging in Grozny with, well, reports of hundreds to thousands dying, 20 to 40,000 civilians trapped in the city. Russian Hinds are being shot down. Tanks are being blown to bits. Massive Grod unguided rocket attacks are being launched on the city indiscriminately right now. Air and artillery bombardments as well. It's absolutely out of control. It is pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give you the news first on Y2K. The newest developments, a Pennsylvania nuclear plant has been shut down. One of the main systems transferring the power from it failed, but they say it's not a Y2K problem.
You're listening, folks, to the broadcast of Alex Jones on New Year's Eve that resulted in widespread hysteria and panic all across the country. And you'll get the buildup today. You'll get what you heard last night, plus the rest of what I thought was important for you to hear. There's a lot more that I didn't put on this tape, but we can't play it all. And I can only play it in snatches. And then tomorrow night, you're going to get the the conclusion.
Things I'm experiencing here in Austin, Texas, the shelves are empty of water and some gas stations are running out of fuel. Here in Central Texas and in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the shortwave is basically down, ladies and gentlemen. Went off right as I went on the air. The big news on Y2K, then we'll start going to your calls. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All right, let's go ahead and get to this article. Associated Press, this came out at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today, December 31st, 1999. Pennsylvania nuclear plant shut down one of the two nuclear reactors at PECO Energy Co.'s Limerick Generating Station has shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. Company spokesman Neil McDermott said the problem was isolated. It was declared an unusual event, the least serious emergency classification of a nuclear power plant. They got to have a serious emergency to shut down a plant, ladies and gentlemen. If you power one down, you're not going to power it up for at least days. It was declared an unusual event. At 2:55 a.m., shutdown occurred when an insulator on the main generator transformer from Limerick 2 failed. We had reports yesterday of this. Off the record, I would not report it, but I had it from a good source that this plant was having problem along with four other plants. I may just go ahead and report it here. What do we get good information here? This has been going on for days. From our information, it is not this transformer that they're talking about. They wouldn't just shut a plant down over that. Something serious may be going on there. So that the central government, known as the federal government, the occupational government in Washington, D.C., has set up a huge $50 million command bunker hooked into all the FEMA boxes that can take over all the shortwave broadcast and commercial AM and FM stations, as well as television broadcast stations, and we hope they do not activate that, ladies and gentlemen. Police and military are on high alert, running around looking for supposed boogeymen and terrorists under every rock. Military are highly visible now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are trains of military equipment moving into Austin. Two nights ago, on Wednesday night, Fox News reported that the airport will be used as a massive holding facility for troublemakers or rioters here in Austin that has no history of riots. They need to get that country locked down so they can stage the election for Vladimir Putin. I mean, this guy is a demon. Have you seen this guy? Just how he's raging with power? I'm Alex Jones. I'm your host. I'm just one of the great hosts here on the GCN Radio Network, and I've been very passionate today because I can't even keep track of all the developing news if it's coming in. I'm not even going to say it's 6 to 7 reactors across the country. It's bad, and I got this news about the Pennsylvania plant early yesterday, got it again off air. Confirmed it with someone that is 99% accurate, about like I am, trying to report the truth, and now I've got the Associated Press saying, well, they shut the whole plant down, but they call it an unusual event, the least serious emergency classification of a nuclear power plant. Well, it's got to be pretty bad for them to power a plant down.
Time is getting shorter until Y2K. If you want to be sure family and loved ones weather the potential Y2K storm of delays, shortages, or interruptions of services, then now is the time to stock up on emergency supplies and a home food reserve.
As the developments move forward with this Y2K and this gear up for clamping down in America and Russia and around the world by globalist forces, we'll be bringing you the news as long as we're here on the air. Now pretty much dictator and controller of Russia publicly, and here in America they're gearing up and bracing for terrorism and militarizing everything in front of us. So it's happening there, it's happening here. There they're using the war with Chechnya. Here they're using Y2K and the threat of terrorism. Oh, this is extremely serious. 2 weeks ago, Topol M, 6,200-mile super range, multiple warhead, newest design, U.S. clone technology missiles were deployed across Russia. They're mobile. These are first strike type systems. They're also designed to survive several strikes from America or any other nation. They're deploying these, and Yeltsin openly has been threatening us weekly to nuke us. I mean, it's just getting insane. And absolutely, this looks like just one more ratchet on the takeover of America. And yes, they have an extreme strongman in KGB leader running Russia right now. They have deployed their missiles against us and their submarines and have already delivered fully functional missile cruisers to China. Yes, he took the codes off and he took away our first strike capability. By first strike, that means if missiles are in the air, let's say 4,000 of them. Russians have got a lot more than that.
Right.
4,000 missiles coming in, subs launching, suitcases going off. We have to wait until we absorb the first strike. That will mean virtual annihilation to our military. Brass, I know you're CFR. You've been told you'll be able to be in the bunker if they go to this level. I don't know if they'll do it. It may just be ratcheting down the global system. All I know is this. Boris Yeltsin, at 4 o'clock in the morning, as the Russian time zone in its eastern area near Japan was entering into Y2K, he resigned, and now Vladimir Putin, known as Vladimir the Ruthless by the Russian people, is now taking the reins of power, supreme power in Russia, and he is a former KGB chief.
There's something else I want to tell you, Alex.
Well, hold on just a second.
Okay.
I mean, this is extremely serious. Again, I was getting this information, what you just said, 2 days ago, and I got it even more. I ignored it then. Then I got it yesterday. And now it's in the Associated Press that in Pennsylvania, where you're calling from, in the city you're calling from, one of two nuclear reactors at PECO's Energy Co. Limerick Generating Station was shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. And they're saying it's non-Y2K related. This is just unbelievable.
One other thing. I heard Bo Greitz say this morning that Russia said if their power goes out that they're going to blame us and they're going to set off their nuclear warheads.
Well, I didn't hear that, but I would be interested to have any details. Do you have the details of what Colonel Greitz said?
No, that's all I heard him say was that they said if they had a power blackout, they'd blame it on us.
I know they're threatening to nuke us every single week. I've read the Associated Press, Reuters, Interfax News Agency, London Times articles here. I mean, I read Yeltsin and Jiang Zemin's quotes, the dictator of China, and they're saying, well, we'll nuke you. I mean, they spell it out. We will hit you with nuclear weapons. We reserve the right to hit you. 3 weeks ago, their head of their missile forces said, we reserve the right to nuke you first. Their currency is plunging. The Egyptian pound is plunging against the dollar, the Japanese yen, the Deutsche mark, and the just all of it. And the same thing is starting to develop here in America. Many of the gas stations here in Austin have the little gloves over the pumps saying they're out of fuel. You've never see this in Austin, Texas. Right here in South Austin, I've seen several stations. We don't know. This is just a Y2K that was here. Just bizarre behavior. Americans standing up as Russia threatens to attack us with nuclear weapons, as nuclear power plants, at least one, are being shut down, as the military runs around with the police and the FBI saying terrorism is imminent, and some would characterize us as dangerous because we report the facts. Absolutely out of control. Just maintain your readiness, be calm, defend your family, defend your country. But doing a fabulous job. He is consulting with people that he knows personally, a lot of former military people that now own radio companies. And in fact, I'm not even going to say who the individual is. I'm sure he could call in publicly. I just don't want to give a lot of folks' names out on the air. They have activated a powerful Cold War radar system in the North Pole region. That is something that is drowning out Shwave. The entire 9400 band, all throughout the 9.0 up to 9.9. I mean, they are. The military traffic is everywhere right now, ladies and gentlemen. Scrambled. We've got radar systems, nuclear systems up. Perhaps our military is refusing. It was Clinton that shut down that Cold War radar system. It's now back up from people that actually worked in there. We have it confirmed from the sound and where it's coming from experts. Fresno, where our servers are located, is in the middle of a blackout. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off the Internet. This is just absolutely out of control. That's why the commercial stations are so important. Paul, more information coming at you on the other side as Y2K develops.
Many of you have been preparing for the worst of times, putting away storable foods and water. While this makes perfect sense, we at Midas Resources urge you to consider the possibility of having to flee for your lives. Though the very prospect of this sounds grim, the possibilities are more than remote. Asian countries now having long-range nuclear bombs, a politically unstable Russia, and an increasing presence of NATO here on U.S. soils could spark a ground war in the West.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bringing you continuing, unfiltered, unabashed reality. I am Alex Jones. I am your host.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. And now, back to Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, commercial stations, if you're just now joining us after your news, to the micros out there and everybody else, America is under siege right now. They have put up so much chaos and so many smoke screens, I don't even know exactly what's going to happen, and I've always been good at analysis.
Where's the chaos? Where is all this stuff that he's talking about? Nobody saw it anywhere. We'll talk about this. In fact, as soon as this is over, I'm going to open the phone, so be ready. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Did you guys hear any of this stuff that he's talking? Did you see any of this chaos that he's talking about?
We know at least one nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania has been shut down, according to the Associated Press. I was told a completely different story yesterday off air by a good source that this plant had already been shut down. They're now telling us it happened early this morning at 2:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Egypt's having basic runs on their banks, according to the information I have. The AP's got a whitewash of it. But their president, Hosni Mubarak, is telling people to maintain calm. Fresno, California, where our internet servers are down. The power is off in the city. Serious developments, cash machines, ATMs, credit card machines having problems in Europe.
She called frantically yesterday saying, I don't want you to leave Harrison, Arkansas. My friend works there. I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave. They've got martial law signs, we just found out, down at the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department. And we said, well, we thought at first she had probably seen your tape because she's got kind of like got her head in the sand. And yesterday, up and down Highway 65, I was seeing Arkansas Highway Transportation Department vehicles all over the place and have been seeing them ever since the 28th. And this girl here just does not believe in that stuff now. She's totally going nuts over it.
So you've known this person for a long time, and she was a doubting Thomas, and now she claims she has personally seen the martial law signs.
She has it, but her friend that works for the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department called and told her they just delivered them. And we go up and down the highway a lot, and it looks kind of spooky, you know.
I hear you, sir. Hey, right here in Austin, Texas, they've announced that it's a basic concentration camp at Robert Mueller Airport. Anybody that lives in Central Texas, go take a look at it. Former military officer and former police officer, retired gentleman that owns, well, let's just say a company. He does services for the military. I've known the guy for years, upstanding individual, happily married Christian. He told me two nights ago that he was out at Fort Hood during the day doing work, where I know he is routinely the largest Army base that America has. And there were giant trains, just long lines of trains with flat cars loaded with APCs and LAVs. That's armored personnel carriers and light armored vehicles, the marine type, just all over the place. They have flatbed trailers. They have large cattle trailer type situations, navy blue or black, lined up. You can tell, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little bit excited here today and trying to maintain my calm.
Yeah, they're turning the heat up on this thing now, and it's at warp 10, Alex, and reason I called in today, I got another confirmation real early this morning. In fact, before the sun even come up, a gentleman called me out of Michigan about the power plant situation, what we were talking about yesterday out in western Kentucky. Well, he called me about a power plant up in Michigan. Exactly. And this one here, one of the ones in Michigan, this one that's in question here that I'm talking about, we have confirmation. When given the order, they will shut this one down. And that newspaper article that you were talking about that nuclear plant in Pennsylvania, they can't shut them things down overnight, Alex.
Yesterday I got it from other individuals. I'm not going to, but now they admit it's got a problem. They say it's not Y2K related. They've just shut it down. And you're right. They have to shut these things down over a period of time.
You know, now is not the time for somebody to go do something stupid. Now's the time to kick back in front of the fireplace or campfire or whatever, you know, tell a few Bill and Monica jokes and sit back and wait and watch what they do, because until you know what they do, you don't know how to react. And if somebody goes off and does something stupid, it's going to ruin it for the whole country.
And if you haven't gotten...
And I put that in there, folks, so you'd see at least one person had some good common sense.
I have potassium iodine. I think that's the correct technical term. I've got.
Do you don't know how to react, and if somebody goes off and does something stupid, it's going to ruin it for the whole country.
Now I want you to hear what Alex Jones does with this. He takes it and twists it into a nuclear attack. Listen to this.
you haven't gotten your supply of potassium iodine. I think that's the correct technical term. I've got several bottles of it. That's what they issue the military, and they used to issue to people in this country with civil defense in case... Clinton then responds, well, we will not strike until we've already been hit. We will not survive a total all-out first strike.
No, I don't think so. If we do, it'll be very, very few.
Well, I'm sitting right here in Austin, the middle of a major city center. You could say bye-bye to Alex Jones if we get hit. This is the Silicon Hills of Texas. He's president. He's over the Duma, the Kremlin, the whole nine yards. Toll-free number, are you having power outages in your area? Are you experiencing troubles? Are you out of gasoline? Are you out of water in your grocery stores like we are, by and large, here in Austin, Texas? Power in Fresno is off in the downtown city area where we have a microwave relay tower hooked into to the huge server that runs our systems. And one of the worst developments on top of Russia threatening to nuke us now and their new militarized posture with China against us, and both their presidents threatening us. President Boris Yeltsin resigned at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time this morning, and Vladimir Putin, known as Vladimir the Ruthless, stepped in to the reins of power.
The Russians, for the past 10 years, have been building bunkers and supposedly...
Well, it was in the New York Times last year that they're building the biggest bunker known to man in the Ural Mountains.
Right.
I believe that's the mountain
supposedly
chain.
Supposedly they can accommodate their entire population. Now, I don't know if that's...
Well, I know this. Back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, they were building bunkers for Americans. They were storing them with food. They were training the children.
Right.
Against the threat that was created by the bankers. And in the last 20 years or so, 30 years, they stopped the education of people in the public schools and the private schools. And now, your designated nuclear fallout shelter in any major city, you can see the signs if you look carefully enough. There'll be like a small, about 10 inches long, 8 inches tall, little sign that'll say nuclear fallout shelter will be a parking garage. So they can move in later and pull out all the rotten skeletons after they emerge from the Switzerland, where they have total gun rights and incredibly low crime. I guess the elite likes a home for themselves that's safe. They have giant underground bases stocked for 2 years with recreation courts and the whole nine yards deep underground for the entire population. Here it is right here. I've got 50 articles. Let me read it to you. It's Pennsylvania nuclear plant shut down, the Associated Press, Friday, December 31st. It's up on my website, InfoWars.com. My site's up, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm a little paranoid right now. The Associated Press, Friday, December 31st, 1999, 7:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the first to break the story. One of the two nuclear reactors at PECO's, P-E-C-O's, Energy Co's Limerick Generating Station was shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. Company spokesman, big Y2K rollover. We've got nuclear power plant problems in PA, shutdowns. We had power outages out in Fresno, California that knocked our internet off for about 4 hours. That's back up.
Hi, Alex. I've just been listening to your show, and I've got a few questions about what you've been talking about today. What's with this Russia threatening to nuke us?
Oh, my gosh. Are you online? Do you have a computer?
No, I'm not online. I've been listening to you.
Well, I mean, I could go pull them off in my archives, even in my main page, in subpages, more news sections. Every week I've been reading two or three articles where Jiang Zemin in China is threatening to nuke us. Yeltsin has been threatening to nuke us every week until he resigned at 4 o'clock Central Time this morning. They have deployed their Topolim missiles 2.5 weeks ago against us, long-range 6,200-mile intercontinental ballistics, the newest design with U.S. clone technology. You've got the head of their missile systems, their top general, threatening to nuke us, saying he reserves first strike authority for absolutely no reason to attack us.
It was also reported a local person caught it on CNN.
A power plant has been blown up.
In Oregon.
Okay, we need to get CNN on. I'm sure at the studios at GCN, they're checking that out. Boy, Clinton's pulled it. Oh, man, this has happened.
But that's the report that I got, and two other people on local repeaters verified it. So I thought
that's Oregon, and they're
going to
say that one of Bin Laden's terrorists slipped through. I've been stating for years, Bin Laden is a known CIA asset. That's public record. But I firmly side on the fact that we need to go ahead and just report the truth. But it creates a panic. It does. Should have warned people earlier.
And I just heard on the way home an interview on a San Francisco radio station from a power official from the Northeast, and what he said happened that was that somebody loosened a guide wire on a power pole, and it fell over, and I guess only momentarily interrupted power. The computer switched it to an alternate route. But
and they know
it.
That someone loosened it. That's why it fell off. Yes.
That's what they said.
A terrorist knocked the power line down. We've got Yeltsin has resigned. The KGB chief, Vladimir Putin, the ruthless as he's known, has taken full command of Russia. Now the figurehead puppet that couldn't even talk or stand has been removed. And Putin is running around enjoying himself, sitting on top of that captive population.
Get ready, folks. As this music is finished, or maybe before, we're going to open the phones, 520-333-4578. We could have put together several hours of this because Alex Jones was literally on everybody's broadcast all day. All day long for about 16 hours. He just kept popping up on everybody's broadcast all the way through midnight and everywhere else, creating fear and apprehension and hysteria all across the country, and maybe even the world.
Which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the U.S.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, that's me.
How are you? Yeah, I just got a comment to make about Alex. If you listen to his shows, which I do sometimes,
uh-huh.
He takes everything, anybody that calls when any sky falling down.
He believes it, doesn't he?
He believes it.
He doesn't check anything.
It's incredible.
It is. It's absolutely incredible.
And I think that he needs to follow your format as to how to research things.
Well, he doesn't have to follow my format, but he needs to verify things before he puts them out on the air. I mean,
exactly.
That's just common sense. And you know what I think? I think a lot of his callers are working for the enemy.
It seems and that if he's, way. I don't know who he's representing.
Yeah, if he's not working with them, then he sure is being duped by them, isn't he?
Yes, and this United Nations, these vehicles and down in Austin or wherever he's talking about, I think it's so far-fetched that there's no real evidence about, them being in place.
Well, there are some United Nations vehicles in the United States of America. I don't know what they're doing here. I think some of them are made here and purchased here and on the way to be shipped wherever they're going. I think some are here because our troops function as United Nations troops. In some instances. And I think they've got them everywhere.
But he makes it seem like they're going to be deployed with forces
Well, they may be at some time in the future, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
It's just like all these Russian troops and communist troops that he says are inside the United States in the National Forest practicing. They're not there. He says the Canadian military and the Mexican military are getting ready to invade the United States from both of our borders. It's not true. It's a lie. Not true. It's a lie.
You know, I have a theory about all of this, all these statements made about how there's going to be an invasion on this country. And I really don't believe that they would destroy the infrastructure. They would have to rebuild it back up.
Well, I don't know. I know they do want a totalitarian socialist New World Order. And if they don't succeed in getting the guns out of the hands of the American people, they're never going to have it. It's not going to happen.
Well, I don't think they'll do it by destroying. I think they'll probably do it by gassing us.
Well, I don't know. That's conjecture.
Yeah.
See, that's something you might hear on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah.
I think that would be the easy way to do it,
okay.
But I don't know that that's what they're going to do.
I have a comment.
Wait a minute. I got to let some other people in here because we're running up to the end of the hour.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I'm not trying to cut you off early or anything. I just want to get as many people in here as possible that may want to call. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mr. Cooper. This is Virginia in Texas.
Hi.
I'll tell you what. You just mentioned there about those people calling in. I have thought the very things myself these last few days. And tonight you mentioned about what they were working for somebody else. And I also believe that this is sensationalism. And the thoughts coming to me that maybe these people have been put on the air to be as ridiculous and as sensational as to ruin it for the true ones that are trying to get the word out to the people.
I've said that many, many times.
Oh, you did?
That it discredits the entire Patriot movement. Can you believe somebody who's really got a brain and knows how to think listening to this stuff?
No, I missed that New Year's Eve. I should have...
Well, it goes on every day.
Yeah, I do listen.
It goes on literally every day.
Yeah.
And people who know how to think and have a brain that listen to it,
blame
all of us. They say patriots are a bunch of nuts.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Because you've really jarred my brain tonight on this thinking about it, just because kind of listening to it nonchalant, not even really thinking. But there's an awful lot of liars out there, too, on other programs.
Yeah, I'm not accusing Alex Jones of
being
an agent, although he does accuse me of being an agent because I'm doing this. But I will say this. If he's not an agent, he's being duped.
Yes, and I would think, with the intelligence that some of them profess, that they would catch on, or that there's been times when people have called in.
Not really. I used to be a young man. Alex Jones is only about 25 years old.
Yes, uh-huh.
When I was 25 years old, I thought I knew everything. I didn't know anything.
Oh, I did at 19.
Well, I did at 16.
Okay. Okay. Oh, by the way, I called Alan today up there in wherever it is.
Maine?
Yeah, with WBCQ.
Yeah.
And he said that the VOA is coming out of somewhere in Africa, transmitting somewhere from Africa.
Yeah, well, they did the same thing last year and the year before, and he keeps assuring me that they're not on this frequency anymore, but they are. Okay, let me get some other people in here. Thank you, Virginia. 520-333-4578 is the number. I'm going to try to get as many people in here as possible that may want to call. I really don't know how many people are listening. Voice of America is on this frequency. There might not be anybody listening. But there's a lot of people listening on the Internet, and we're broadcasting here to the entire Round Valley in Arizona. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, you can hear this stuff every day, folks. And I'm not afraid to lose my audience. If you really like what you heard tonight, if you really like it, go listen to it, but don't come back here because I can't stand having idiots in my audience. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, is this guy for real or what?
Well, you have to ask him. I've never met him face-to-face.
Oh,
he sounds like he's real.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, actually, I called him last night, and I just had to call again. I mean, I am so enraged by listening to him speak because, I mean, if I didn't know any better, which I do, I would have been in total panic mode.
Well, people were. People were, and you haven't even heard the worst of it yet.
I mean, he's going on, okay, and he keeps on, his he didn't have that many facts, and he kept on pushing what he did know, like the nuclear power plant going down.
Uh-huh.
But that's normal for power plant to shut down a reactor from time to time to do maintenance.
Sure, and that's exactly what they did. There were two reactors. They shut down only one because one of their generating transformers had insulating problems. And they had to shut it down, and it took a long time. And he keeps saying, well, I heard the day before that they were going to shut it down, but they didn't shut it down until 2:30 in the morning. It takes months to shut down an atomic power plant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you know, and of course, after he keeps on saying all these fantastic facts that are going on.
Oh, today he claimed that 12 atomic power plants in the United States had shut down just in the last 3 days. And he claimed that two in Japan had shut down. Well, I checked on all of them. It's just not true.
Right. And, of course, after he says these, and all of a sudden he goes to a commercial to sell, you know, a plug to sell supplies because you're going to need them, you know, that also amazes me. And why not just, like, offer suggestions of help instead of, like, bringing all this bad news? Like, tell people what they can do to help themselves.
Yeah. You know what they're doing now? All of these people, instead of admitting they were wrong about Y2K, now they're pulling out every newspaper article that they never would have paid any attention before, just normal, everyday things that always happen, and they're blaming it all on Y2K.
Of course.
And they're saying the worst is yet to come. You still got to keep buying this stuff, folks. You still got to keep buying this stuff. Keep sending us your money, folks. By God, if you're not scared now, tune in tomorrow. We'll scare you some more.
Right. You know, because I have a an associate that's a FBI agent. And he was on call that night, not for any enforcement or anything, just to protect their own assets, because he works for the Pulse Division. And they just wandered around to make sure nothing would just get out of hand from these crazed people to damage their property.
That's right.
I mean, he was home by 12:15 after midnight. You know, nothing happened. He said, okay, you can go home now.
They were expecting that people like what you've heard tonight to whip people up into a hysteria to do bad things.
Right.
And they almost did.
I know.
They were also... They were also, in other words, some people in government were working with these people to try to make it happen.
Right.
And you'll hear that tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll get off so other people can call in.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, Bill.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks. You see, sometimes you get mad at me because I won't let you call in and say certain things on this broadcast. That's why. I just will not allow it. Period. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi.
Boy, exciting broadcast from Jones there. 4,000 missiles could be in the air. Be calm.
Get you all worked up, did it? I'll tell you what. When I was listening to it on New Year's Eve, after his show was over, well, he was on Statmiller's show saying the same stuff. Then he was on the Midas Report. He was on Gerner. He was on all of them. And after a while... you know, I felt the adrenaline starting to run. And I know better. I mean, if you listen to this stuff long enough, it will work you up into hysteria. I don't care who you are. It will do it.
Yeah, it could have been a War of the Worlds attempt. I'm kind of glad.
Yeah, wait till you hear it tomorrow night. You'll know for sure.
Well, I'm kind of glad a bunch of people didn't fall for it.
Well, some people did. Only they didn't fall for it, I think, in the way that... They wanted them to. They didn't get mad at the government and go out and start burning government buildings and looting and raping and pillaging and all that kind of stuff. Instead, they packed up their cars with their family and their food storage, and they headed for the hills to get out of the cities because they thought atomic bombs were coming down.
Oh,
But you'll hear that tomorrow night.
Oh, your chat room last night, the Hour at a Time. Boy, we had a good crowd in it.
Well, great. That's wonderful. I'm glad that people are using it again.
Yeah. You know where it is, but I was wondering if there's a limit on people that can log on to...
I have absolutely no idea. I didn't even set it up. A friend of mine...
I mean on the WBCQ Listen Live.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but I don't know how many it is. And Scott Becker is expanding the capability because it's already packed. I mean, packed. We're in this time slot on the Internet. We're the number one talk show that there is on the Internet anywhere.
Well, this is the Mrs.'s night. She's got one she listens to on Wednesday, but I get you the rest of the week.
Okay.
Well,
she can have Wednesday.
You know, after that, the Egyptian flight 990 went down. All the people were talking that Jesus Pilate just seemed like such a stable man and everything else. I emailed the Egyptian embassy and told them that they should check out your website about the remote mind control.
Oh, good.
As a possibility for, what happened to their pilot. And the news, within 48 hours on that story, ceased. And I don't know if you've got the means to see, who checks your website.
I
do. It might be interesting to see if the Egyptian embassy did have a look at it.
I really don't know. I'll tell you, every agency in the government is there every day.
Oh,
and I'm your dad.
Sure. Well, for people that use your chat room, this is Skunk.
Okay, so I got
to
let you go.
See you in there.
520-33-457 again, and they're back in. For all of those of you members of the members forum, or two, and you'll all get in with your password, and so that you can get in there, so you haven't lost out on anything. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. I'm down here in Texas, and I was just wondering. Sometimes I'll turn the radio on early, and Brother Stair's show is on before yours, and he'll be coming in quite a bit at a higher resolution, a lot clearer, and then when your program comes off, it starts really dropping off, and then he comes back on again, and it comes back up.
Well, believe me, Alan Weiner is not doing anything to cut back the power during this broadcast.
I've wondered about that.
No, he's not. But there are ways that electronic means to make it seem like the power is cut back. Sometimes it's just normal propagation. And sometimes it's intentional jamming, like VOA. If you get two stations broadcasting on the same frequency.
Yeah, there's one a little above you that's doing that.
Uh-huh.
7520,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
But, people like Alex Jones and these guys that are spewing off like that's criminal. And
well, at the very least, it's irresponsible.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone has told me that over in England that if there was a fellow like Alex Jones on the radio in England.
Yeah, he'd be in prison.
He would be locked up in prison.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they would throw the key away.
Yeah, everybody thinks the English are free. They're not free. We are the only people in the entire world who have ever been free, and even with the freedoms that we've lost and the encroaching tyranny of government, in many cases just out-and-out tyranny, we're still the freest people on the face of this earth. But we will only remain free as long as we keep our guns.
Right.
The minute they take all our guns away, freedom is gone forever.
Well, the only other people that have any degree of freedom or freedom of movement are people who have gotten wealthy or have inherited wealth in other countries, and that allows them a degree of
They can buy things.
Yeah, they can
people.
buy their freedom.
Yeah,
they have to buy their freedom, and that's a thing a lot of people don't seem to understand here.
Money talks.
But I mean, here in this country, we started out in the premise that nobody had to buy their freedom to be free.
Well, you still don't. But see, people have given up the study of the law.
Yeah.
If you read the early accounts in the history of this country, you'll never find any man walking into a court with a lawyer by his side. He represented himself.
Right.
And that's the first tenet in the law anyway.
Yeah.
First, you must claim your freedom. Second, you must defend them. And you're the only one who can.
Also,
if you walk into court with a liar, that was a Freudian slip. I really didn't mean to say that.
I'm a Freud.
If you walk into court with a lawyer by your side, you have declared yourself legally incompetent.
Yeah.
And the lawyer becomes your guardian, and he is an officer of the court. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Got to let you go. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yep, folks, if you depend upon a lawyer, you'll lose an awful lot. If you represent yourself, if you understand the law, and you don't have to go to law school to do that. You just have to be able to devote some time to it and study and do some research. Then you can win. Oh, you'll be amazed at how often you can win. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. This is Danny from Texas.
Hi, Danny.
And I want to thank you for being out there. And this information war, as he calls it, is very interesting because I heard everything that happened, and I know what you're going to be playing tomorrow.
Okay.
And wait till they get a load of it.
Yeah, it's going to shock some people who didn't hear it. It's really scary. He calls it an information war, and he's absolutely right, except, you know, he's waging war against the rest of us.
I think so, sir. And I've been down there, and I've met him once, and I've met Mike Hansen once, and I posted some pictures on some little clubs off in Yahoo. But thing is, keep up the good work, sir, and the truth will come out, I guarantee you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. I think we could make maybe one more call. We'll try it. We'll try one more call, and then that's it. 520-333-457. Well, no, we can't. Out of time. The clock just ticked over. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Don't miss tomorrow night's episode of The Hour of the Time. I guarantee you it'll be worth every minute of it. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you. I miss you just absolutely terribly. Just never know. Saturday night, and my miracles come in and gets
lift my glass to the awful truth, which you can't reveal to the ears of you, except to say it isn't worth a damn. And the whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for but the boss don't like these dirty nights. We're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. The devil is once for Christ, but the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding light.